a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member, you'll know a thing or two about an expertly packed capsule wardrobe that balances business and leisure. So you can go from conference sleek to cocktail party chic with a few new accessories. You can hustle from 9 to 5 before exploring with ease from 5 to 9. Because you're the chief excursion officer. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/business.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Friends, we are back with a live show in Los Angeles. We're going to be at the Largo at the Coronet Monday, June 19th.
It's our live show! It's our first live show in a while, and we are so excited to be together and to be with you. Come, bring your best friend. Bring multiple best friends. Bring your friendship questions and... be ready to have a lot of fun.
Tickets are available at largo-la.com for Monday, June 19th.
See you there. See you there. People will be like, they're sick. They're not well. Maybe we should go and check up on them.
Yes.
Good morning, Sashir.
Good morning, Nicole.
Actually, it's not morning in either place for
at all. No, it's afternoon here.
No, it's very much afternoon here. Oh my God. So Clyde and I went on a walk and we saw a snake.
Ooh, creepy.
And Clyde tried so hard to shit right next to that snake and make friends. And I screamed, "You can't shit near a snake." And then a lady walked by and she was like, "Oh, that is a snake." And then I clocked that she was holding a tiny bottle of Shutter Home wine, but there wasn't wine in it. It was clear, which leads me to believe it was water. And she reuses it for water for her walk. Or my friend was slamming vodka.
Ooh, you know, a lot of interesting options there.
Yes. And do you remember the house I sent you that's being built by me, where it seems like their front door is in the heavens?
Oh, yeah.
So a man working on the house, I was like, "Oh, are you working on this house?" And he was like, "Yes." And I said, "Why is the front door so high up?" And he was like, "Well, you can access it through the garage, but the views are great." And I was like, "Sure, but why isn't the front door lower? Like, why is it so high?" And he's like, "Well, that's the design we did." And I was like, "Yeah, but like, I would never come visit." And he's like, "Well, you don't have to." And I was like, "Okay."
Damn. You don't have to.
It was so rude. And then I went to dinner with
a friend. You don't think it's rude to walk up and be like, "I don't like this design. I would never come visit."
Didn't think of it that way.
He didn't ask you at all.
Didn't think of it that way at all, but I guess it was rude of me. I mean, it's so high up. It's going to be thousands of stairs. Mm-hmm. It's like, what, your house is Monte Pichu or whatever, Monte Pikachu, whatever, the mountain. I got to climb Mount Everest to visit you. I would never. And then this man was rude to me because I pulled into this parking lot. And he was like, "Hello." And I was like, "Hi, how much is it?" He was like, $12. "You can park anywhere." I said, "Okay." And he's like, "Cold tonight, right?" And I was like, "It is cold. Oh, I wish I had a cardigan." And then I said, "Ooh, I do. I have one in my back seat." Then I said, "You don't care, do you?" And he goes, "No, I don't." And I was like, "Okay."
I mean, you asked and he gave an honest answer.
Lie. Tell me you care about me.
He works.
Men are being so rude.
Parking lot. He doesn't, this is not like customer service. He doesn't have to be nice to you at all.
I guess you're right. I just was really shook. Mm-hmm. Do you know? Like, yeah. Just pretend that you care about me. Mm-mm. Is that so hard to ask?
I love when people are honest and don't do the fake, like, how are you? How do you do? There's like so much of that in parts of Georgia where the customer service is like overly like, right this way, let me get this for you. And I'm like, ah, like you can say all the same things. Just like be a human being. But
yeah, just be chill about it.
I think there are people who like that, who want to feel like doted on or something. I don't like it though.
They want to feel like this sizzler is their home. That's what some people want.
Yeah.
I went to a restaurant where the server was like, she was overly nice. She was just like, have you dined here before? I hadn't, my friend had. And she's like, welcome back and welcome for the first time. What can I get you? And I was like, oh my God, wine. And then I ordered these, like, I don't know what they're called, but they were like bones and meat. And she was like, we're actually...
was it just a piece of meat?
I don't know what kind of meat it was. It came in a big dish and they were big bones.
Okay.
Big bones and big meat. And I wanted that. And she's like, we're all out of it. And I was like, wait, what? And she said, sorry. And I said, well, can you like find one back there and just like give me one? Like, do you just have one? And she's like, let me see what I could do. And then she didn't do it. And I knew they had a piece of bone and meat back there for me. I just wanted the one.
Yeah. Dang.
I mean, I would have taken one from someone's table that like they didn't want. Just heat it back up and kill the bacteria from the table and then give it to me.
Ew.
What do you mean, ew?
I think it's like a health code thing. I don't think they can do that.
If you heat it up, you're killing bacteria from the other people. Give me my bone and meat.
But I think they like don't want to risk it because what if you get sick from it? And then you're like, it's because they gave me someone else's food.
I would sign a waiver to never talk about it.
At your own risk.
Yeah, I mean, we should start a restaurant where if you don't want to take home your leftovers, another table can order your leftovers at half price.
I think that's so gross.
Okay, you're going to think this is nasty. My friend used to work at a restaurant. It's no more. It was called Henry's on the Upper West Side. And this table ordered a steak. And I was at the bar having a nice time, just clocking the table. They're one of the last ones. They didn't touch. Nobody touched that steak. It was like a table steak that nobody wanted. And then they got it wrapped up and then they left it and nobody came back and they were like about to close. So I took it home.
Okay.
And I ate it and it was good.
I guess that's okay. I think that if it's like in the middle of the table and no one touched it, I think it's fine. But if someone has food on their plate that they've been eating around, I think that food should go in the trash.
Well, they kept taking these dishes with the bones and the meat in them. So I'm thinking people were taking bones and meat and putting them on their plate. And then the bones and meat that they were taking away had not been touched.
Oh, I see. Okay. Maybe.
I wish I knew what kind of meat this was.
I'm glad you don't. I want to keep describing it as bones and meat.
It was the biggest bone and the biggest piece of meat. And it looked luxurious. Like, I wanted it. When you come back to LA, I have a restaurant that I must take you to. Lots of meat on skewers.
Ooh, okay.
And they make their own soft serve ice cream. What?
Well, that's nothing for me, but I'm glad you get to have that.
Yes, it is a thing specifically for me, but you're gonna love the meats.
I can't wait to get the meat. Is it Arby's? Are you just thinking of Arby's?
Imagine, I'm like, I can't wait till you get home. I found this fabulous restaurant, and then we roll up to Arby's.
You're like, they have the meats.
They have the meats, and I love the meats.
I'm pretty sure they have ice cream, too, no?
I don't know if Arby's has ice cream.
No,
Jordan,
either.
Will you look up if Arby's has desserts?
There's a Dairy Queen near me, and do you like Dairy Queen?
Yes. I love a grill and chill.
Yes, I was going to talk about that. I don't know if I've ever been in a Dairy Queen, and it says grill and chill, so they must have burgers. Yes? Do they like a full menu?
Yes. Yes, they have some of the best chicken fingers you can get.
Really?
Yes, I love Dairy Queen Grill and Chill chicken fingies. They are so delightful and delicious. The Dairy Queen in the town I grew up in didn't have a grill. They only had a chill.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I'm used to, is the chill part.
Mm-hmm.
But the grill.
Yeah.
Surprising.
Yeah, and I think they have hot dogs, so I think you might have a nice time.
Oh my goodness. Maybe I would.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say you're going to a Dairy Queen. What is your order?
I don't even know what they have there. I guess a hot dog and... Well, see, I wouldn't go because I just thought they only had chill.
Yes.
And I would only get ice cream there, which I don't want to get.
Yeah, you're not an ice cream fan. And that makes me sad sometimes.
I know. It's a real contentious point.
I just want to, like, lick some dessert with you.
I'm so sorry. Although I did have some ice cream recently at a restaurant in LA that I liked because it wasn't too cold. I don't know how they made it, but it wasn't too cold. And it was like honey.
Where was it from?
Oh, I can't remember what the name of it was. I'll have to look it up. But it was like a new restaurant.
Oh, okay. Ooh, yeah, they got a chili dog for you. 2 for $5.
I'm confused. The hot dog one is sideways, and it's very strange to look at a hot dog at that angle.
They're trying to show you the goods.
Yeah. But it's funny to have only chili and not cheese. Like, it's just chili. It just looks so strange.
It does look very strange. Because, yeah, it's usually like a chili cheese dog, right?
Yeah. But, yeah, this is a proper food menu, like any other fast food restaurant. Fries, onion rings, pretzel sticks.
Yeah.
Cheese curds. Salads.
Ooh, wait, give me a salad from DQ. My order growing up was a peanut buster parfait.
Mm.
And they were my absolute favorite.
Mm.
And I would get them with sprinkles. So it's a layer of fudge, sprinkles, peanuts. And I would get a singular Reese's mini peanut butter cup. And then ice cream, and then the same layer of the same yum yum ice cream, and then topped off with the same layer of the same yum yum. And honestly, it was a lot for a child. And my mother let me have it because she said, I'm setting you up for failure. And
it is a lot for a child. It's a lot for an adult.
And I would slop that shit down. Ooh, wait, it's a royal treat. Oh, my fave. Wow. Oh, this is Arby's. Ooh.
They do have ice cream.
Mm-hmm. An orange cream shake.
Chocolate shake.
That sounds good.
Jamocha shake.
Ooh, Jamocha me crazy.
And a vanilla shake. This is, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing everything.
Cherry turnover. This is great.
They have the sweets.
They have the meats and the sweets. One of my favorite treats is from a gas station. It's called a For Real milkshake, and you get to choose your consistency for real. And I was so excited to have one when I was driving back from Vegas, and it wasn't good. It was like rotten. It was like, I was so disappointed. I had one little yum yum scoop, and I was like, this is sick. And we got coupons because Mono complained. We got coupons for free ones, but we still haven't gone to get our free ones.
Mm.
Yes, for real. Yeah, find one close to me.
There's one in
North Hollywood.
North Hollywood. Not many places.
Not too many.
And they're all
at
gas
stations. Hard to keep up. Yes, Sashir, it's a gas station treat.
I guess so. Oh, Eagle Rock.
Ooh, okay.
Eagle Rock Chevron.
Yes, Eagle Rock Chevron.
Just the circle.
We got the Chevron Extra Mile. We got Honey to a Bee Smoke Shop. Okay, branching out.
Yeah, they're out of smoke shop.
Quiznos.
Out of Quiznos. Emporium Thai Cuisine.
I love For Reals.
And it's ice cream or frozen yogurt?
No, it's ice cream. But I do love some frozen yogurt. When we were leaving the Bahamas, I had to stay in the customs line for hours with it was terrible. You breezed right through. But on the other side, there was a TCBY, the country's best yogurt. And I was so elated. I love a TCBY.
Mm-hmm. It's the best.
It's the country's best yogurt. We had a TCBY in my town growing up. And my mother would be like, do you want TCBY or do you want Dairy Queen? And sometimes I'd be like, mama, let's be healthy, TCBY. But then I would load it up with some fudge and Reese's peanut butter cups. So it was not healthy at all.
Mm, yeah, no.
It's basically the same thing I was getting from Dairy Queen.
Right. This true. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Growing up, did you have a favorite sandwich shop?
What was my favorite sandwich shop? I did get a lot of burgers from Hardee's.
Ooh.
Those thick burgers.
Ooh, a Hardee's thick burger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. What's the name? I think it was Luigi's in Lincroft, New Jersey. No, Luigi's was a pizza place. Ah, shit. How do I figure out the name of this sandwich shop? Joyce's. That's what it was.
Oh.
Joyce's Subs.
Oh.
And They made the most delicious bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches and BLTs. Mm-mm-mm. They also had pizza. Jordan, can you look it up to see if they're still in business?
Joyce's Subs and Pizzas.
Yes, wow. In Lincroft, New Jersey. Ooh, wait, let's look at that menu. This is a great website. Pretty elegant. Oh, wait. It's just pictures of
the menu. Very Ooh. Elegant.
Very, very elegant. I want to see what they have for breakfast.
Healthy choices. Egg whites.
Mmm.
The Bells.
Mm.
2 egg whites, avocado, green pepper, onion, mozzarella.
They have avocados now? Wow. Moving on up.
Mm-hmm. They're keeping up with the times.
They really are. Okay, let's see what cold subs there are. Wait, who's Kathy Toop? Wait, go back up. There's a Kathy Toop special? Who's Kathy?
3 pancakes or French toast, 2 eggs, any style, bacon and toast. It's also not very special. It's pretty...
No, it's not at all.
Kathy Toop. Maybe she was a regular.
Interesting. Maybe, and that's what she got every day.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone knows who Kathy Toop is, please let me know. I gotta know. Well, that's Joyce's Subs. That was my favorite sandwich place growing up. I'm glad we went over that.
I'm so glad we went over that. I'm not really a sandwich person. I think I'm more of a burger or anything else person.
I am as well. I do love a burger. I'm not a sandwich girl, really. I'm never really eating sandwiches, except there was this place in New York called Subs Conscious.
That's
I've talked about them on the podcast before because that's how I found out that I liked Kraft Ranch so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, your ranch is divine. And they were like, it's Kraft. And I was like, what? But yeah, I like those sandwiches. I would get grilled chicken, bacon, lettuce, tomato, and dip it in some ranch. Yum, 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 yum.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to tell you about this place I went to in my Midwest adventures. I went to the Ark Encounter. It is a...
It's a biblical adventure park?
It is a biblical adventure park. They built Noah's Ark to what they think is scale. And you can go in. There's like a museum inside of it. Yeah.
Oh my God. Encounter.
It is huge. And they also have like zip lining and like a petting
in
zoo.
The Ark?
Outside of the Ark. They do have like crates and cages of like where they think animals would have been. And this was finished in like 2016. And they, I guess, were like, well, we can't deny that dinosaurs existed. So they put dinosaurs in the Ark. Like,
this makes me very happy to think of Noah corralling a Tyrannosaurus Rex into the Ark.
And they like have pictures of like Adam and Eve surrounded by brontosauruses and other dinosaurs. And I guess they're like, well, you know, the Bible didn't specify what type of animal it was. It said, you know, 2 dogs, but dogs back at that time were like this breed of dinosaur that eventually evolved into a dog. So.
Wow. That's actually fully unhinged. That is simply wild. What a treat for all of us. And did you have a nice time?
I had the best time. I was laughing all the whole time. That's why I went. I was like, this is going to be a riot. I can't wait. And yeah, it was just like astounding to be like, so many people signed on to this. Like there's a whole wall of donors. Of people who like paid for a plank, paid for like the side of the ark, paid for a window. And I'm like, did they know dinosaurs were involved with this when they paid for this stuff?
Honestly, that is so fucking funny. I think there's like another Christian amusement park, maybe in Florida. I just remember maybe I was in the Midwest. I don't remember, but I remember driving past being like, I would like to go to there. And I wish I hadn't, like, I didn't have to drive to, like, go do a show. I wish I could just stop here and have a nice time with Jesus.
Yeah. But it was interesting to watch people who I think came for a nice time with Jesus and were confused by what they were seeing.
They were like, what? Dinosaurs aren't real. It's Adam and Eve. What are you doing? That is so funny.
There was also like a placard at the beginning of the tour that was like explaining how they included the women of the ark, like Noah's family, like his wife and his daughters, because I guess the Bible didn't really explain that much about them, but they're like, we're expanding their story. And I was like, who's trying to make this woke? Like, who's, what? I guess I appreciate it, but all of it's like, what? They're like, if we're gonna do it in a way that's above board and inclusive. There was even a part about like racism and like have people use the Bible to further their agenda of inequality or oppression.
Wow.
And then they explain like, yes, unfortunately, some people use some Bible verses to like be racist, but God says, and they put some quotes about like everyone being equal and we're all God's children and all this stuff. And I was like, I mean, not what I was expecting at all.
No. Imagine someone's whole philosophy changed just by reading that. Like, they're like, I'm racist. God doesn't want me to be racist. I love black people.
Maybe.
Maybe that's how you're changing lives.
Who knows?
I found something where a man was explaining. So you know how people will use the Bible to be like, a man lying with another man is a sin, but they don't read the whole thing because men should be on top back in the day to assert like dominance or whatever. So if you lie with another man, the man who's bottoming is like an abomination because he's not on top. That's all they meant by that, allegedly. I might be bastardizing it because I don't comprehend and retain information, but I was like, oh, that's so, it was like, This man had like spliced himself with this woman, like explaining why being gay is wrong or whatever. And he was like, no, I actually have a doctorate in Thelothian studies. What's that called?
Theology?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds right. Sounds better than theologian. And then he just was explaining what it actually meant. And I was like, oh my God, people have just been twisting words for centuries.
Oh yeah. There's also like, I don't know if it's versions of the Bible or just parts of the Bible that were written by women that just got fully erased.
Fully destroyed. God, they're like, Martha, fuck off. We don't like this.
We don't like Martha's this. Too many stories about women.
Wait, what? God said this to me. God doesn't talk to women. Fuck off, Martha.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
The world is truly wild, Sashir.
Truly, truly, wild.
Truly, truly, truly. Do you have any fun plans planned or are you just working?
Working. We're going to go to Usher this summer, which will be great.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
We're going to go see Usher. We might go to a Cirque du Soleil thing as well. I'm just like really excited for Usher. We got good seats.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Oh, my God. Ooh, I love that song, Climax. I'm going to be singing along, just not knowing any of the words. Also, we're seeing Beyoncé.
Yes. We finally got tickets. Thank God.
I'm excited.
I feel like we were like, how do we do this? How can we possibly get there? And all we had to do was just buy tickets.
Yeah. Literally, I was like, Sashir, I'm going to look into it. So I just went to Beyoncé.com, looked at the tour dates, clicked on the tour dates, and then clicked on Ticketmaster.com, bought tickets for the wrong day. And then Ticketmaster makes it very easy to relist said tickets. So I relisted them at the same price I bought them. I just lose like the fees or whatever. But I was like, I'm not going to like try to make money off this. Yeah. This is wild. And then I bought them for the correct day. And they're pretty decent seeds.
Yeah. When you said, I'm going to look into this, I thought you were going to like ask Kadex, try to get a hookup.
No, I literally just went to Beyonce.com. I was like, ooh, here are some dates. And then bought them like a regular ass person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect.
Well, the internet says this might be her like last tour for a minute. And I was like, she is getting old. She does have three kids. I mean, I understand.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, I can't imagine wanting to tour a lot with three kids.
Yeah.
How old is she? I don't actually know.
Late 47.
I think that's too old. I would say
43.
That sounds more.
She's 41.
Okay, 41.
Wow. I think she's.
Which is also not that old.
No, it's not.
She definitely has more tours in her. But if she wanted to slow down, I would understand. It's been actually a while since her last one.
Yeah, that's why I think it's going to be a minute before her next.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I need to get a Beyonce shirt to wear. I like wearing the shirt of the thing I'm going to. I went and saw Fast X. Her birthday is 1981.
Mm-hmm.
That's so wild. She seems older, and I don't know why. I think it's because she's accomplished so much.
Yeah, and she's been around forever.
Mm-hmm. When I went to go see Fast X or Fast and Furious 10, I don't know what they're actually calling it. I wore my Fast and Furious Hello Kitty t-shirt, and I was so happy to be there. Mm-hmm. I went and saw it the day before its global debut. I don't know how the theater I went to got it the day before, but I saw it. And I'm here to report it's a perfect movie. No notes.
I'm sure it is.
It is so good.
Yeah.
I had the time of my life. People were popping up all over the place that you're like, wait, what? Aren't you? What? How are you here?
Oh, like cameos?
I love Vinti. Yeah, well, there's some people who were thought to be dead who are not dead.
Oh, interesting.
Which is a theme of the franchise because Han dies allegedly in 3, but then is in 4, 5. He's in the rest of the franchise because he was a fan favorite. So that's why the third movie is out of order. I think the third movie happens after 6. It's very fun. Did you know that?
They're not
out of chronological order.
I did not know that.
It's fucking great. And then they base this movie on the best movie in the franchise. I don't want to give too much away. It's based on Fast 5, which is the best movie in the franchise. And Jason Momoa is in it. And they put him in gaucho pants for a lot of the time. And it's fabulous. Sashir, I would like to see it with you. I think you'll have fun.
I would love to see it. The only Fast and Furious movie I've seen, which is not actually a Fast and Furious movie, is Hobbs and Shaw. And I had the best time of my life.
You left the theater and you went, wow, that movie was fun as heck. And I was like, fun as heck. And then we laughed and laughed.
It was fun as heck. I love big, flashy, dumb stuff.
Well, get ready, because it is the flashiest and the dumbest. And then, oh, God, it's so. And then for whatever reason, the costume designer put a lot of the women in white pants for an inexplicable reason. I don't know. I was like, why are all the women in white pants? Why? Hmm. Also, Wonder Woman's in it. No, not Wonder Woman. What's her name? Captain America, Brie Larson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, was she in any other ones? I need to go back and rewatch.
I don't think so. I think this is her first one, no?
I'm trying to get into these movies so bad.
They keep expanding the cast. There's room.
They really do. There is room for me. There is room for me. Let me in, Vin Diesel. But yeah, that was the highlight of my week last week.
I mean, that's great.
Or this week. It was great. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should see it. You should really see it.
I do want to see it, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Should we do a Shrek quiz?
Oh, yes. Let's do a Shrek quiz.
I'm very excited about this Shrek quiz. I do love Shrek.
This friendship quiz will totally... This friendship quiz will totally expose. This friendship quiz will totally expose if you're good enough to be Shrek's friend. Good enough. Oh. Shrek doesn't even want friends.
No, he doesn't. But by the end, he learns he does.
That's right. Lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen all the Shrek movies?
Yes.
No.
Some of them.
Huh? What's Shrek?
I don't want to meet anybody who says, what's Shrek?
Ugh. Yeah, that is strange. Shrek was such a cultural phenomenon.
Yes. Like, do you live under a fucking rock or are you a loser? How do you not know what Shrek is?
How many movies were there? Just two or?
I believe three.
Okay, I definitely have not seen all of them.
I'm pretty sure I've seen them all. But I have gaslit myself into thinking I've seen all the movies of a franchise that I like. Mm-hmm. Shrek the Halls. I don't know if I've seen. Oh, is that a short? Wait, there's Shrek 5?
What? Oh.
So, okay, I have not seen all of them.
Whoa. Yeah, Shrek 2, oh. Shrek the 3rd, Shrek the Halls, Shrek Forever After, and Shrek 5. Whoa.
I missed Shrek Forever After. That's pretty upsetting for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is a blow. I thought I had seen the whole Shrek franchise.
I wasn't even aware. Okay, so neither of us have seen all the movies.
So yeah, I've seen some of them.
I've also seen some of them.
Okay. If Shrek walked up to you, what would you say?
Oh my God, is that Shrek?
Hi.
Don't say anything.
Huh? Again, I don't want to meet the person who sees Shrek and just goes, huh?
That's also rude. Wait.
Yes. You can't walk up to anybody and just say, huh? Like, Shrek is green and has big ears. You shouldn't want to other Shrek. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to accept him.
Accept Shrek.
I would say hi.
I think I would say, oh my God, is that Shrek? Even though I know it's Shrek.
Wait a minute. There is no mistaking. I might not say anything because when I saw one of my favorite Instagram ladies at the Grove, I was just like, oh my God, there she is. I can't believe she's there. And I didn't say anything to her. I was like, oh my God, Allegra Cole. I might just whisper and not say anything.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to be friends with Shrek?
Yes!
No.
Eh.
Who is Shrek? Wow, they're really driving home.
I hate this fourth person.
Yeah.
Someone who doesn't know who Shrek is. I would like to be friends with Shrek because then I can meet Donkey.
You're just being friends with Shrek to meet Donkey?
I can't believe that's how you phrased it. That is not how it came out of my mouth.
That's how you said it.
I cannot believe it.
You're using Shrek to get to Donkey. Shrek is his own entity, his own being.
He is.
Not just Donkey's friend.
You're right. You're right. Shrek is more than just Donkey's friend.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to be friends with Shrek for his own merit.
I don't want to be friends with Shrek.
Okay.
He's kind of rude. He's stinky.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it seems like trouble follows him.
That's funny.
What do you think of Donkey?
He's all right.
He's awesome.
This is awkward, but I think Shrek would be better off without him. Ugh.
Who's Donkey?
Boring. Okay, I think he's awesome. I want a Donkey spinoff.
I'm actually surprised there wasn't a Donkey spinoff.
Right? Wild.
I guess I would say he's all right.
Oh my God, Sashir.
No, wait, he's awesome. He's awesome. I think he's awesome. I changed my mind.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you could choose what color Shrek would be, what would you pick?
Red.
Orange.
Yellow.
Still green.
Blue.
Purple.
Other.
Rainbow.
What other colors? We named them all. I guess we didn't name pink. Okay, that's another. I would say still green. I like a green Shrek.
Maybe blue. That could be fun. Looks like an alien.
Blue Shrek?
Yeah.
Okay. How old do you think Shrek is?
1 to 10 years.
11 to 20?
21 to 30.
30 to 50?
51 or older.
I think 30 to 50. These are huge. Wait. 21 to 30 is such a small gap. 11 to 20 is a small gap. 30 to 50 is a large gap.
Very large. I think 30 to 50.
Yeah, same.
He seems...
Judith says, according to Variety, there is a Donkey spinoff.
Oh, well.
Okay. That's nice. Wow. Ooh, it's from April 4th, hot off the press.
Oh.
Okay. That makes me happy. I'm very excited about this.
So Shrek 5 and a Donkey spinoff are in the works. Wow.
This is great. Ask and you shall receive. Yes, Lord.
This is what the people need.
This is what the people wanted.
Would Shrek look good in a hat?
Yes.
No.
I don't know.
Of course. I was expecting, what's a hat?
What's a hat?
Would Shrek look good in a hat? I would say yes.
I'm going to say no. The ears.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who Shrek is?
Yes.
No. Obviously, yes. This quiz, we need to defund BuzzFeed. I say it almost every week. This is the wildest quiz.
Does Shrek creep you out?
Yes.
No.
Not really.
Not sure.
I'm going to say no. Shrek does not creep me out.
I'll say yes. If I did see Shrek in real life, I'd be like, ugh, I don't know. He's an ogre. That's a little scary.
A friend. Okay, maybe, I guess. I'm just an adventure person who's into meeting different types of people.
Not me. I'm close-minded.
Okay. Lastly, how would you rate Shrek?
1 out of 10.
4 out of 10.
6 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
other. What's a rating? I would do 10 out of 10.
I would do 8 out of 10.
So this is Nicole.
Yes! You and Shrek would be friends forever. Welcome to the swamp, baby. I'm excited.
Wow. I would also be friends. Okay. I feel like I didn't really give too many positive answers, but
I don't think you did either. I think maybe friends. Anything you answer would just be like, yes!
Yes. Yes, you are friends with Shrek.
You right. are friends with Shrek.
Great. I'm so glad.
We did it. We're both friends with Shrek. Should we answer some questions and queries from our friends?
Yes.
Load them up, Jordan. Lay them on us.
Lay it on us.
Lay it on us, baby.
Hi, Nicole and Shakir. I've been fans of you guys for so long. I've been listening to podcasts from the beginning, and then I also listened to Nicole, your podcast on Why Won't You Date Me? I love you guys so much. Anyways, moving forward, I'm driving, but I can do this. I have two best friends. We're like a trio. Everyone, whenever we go anywhere, people expect us. They like say that we all like go together, like we're always together. We're a trio. Well, I was at, all three of us were at a friend's wedding. We were on a dance team. In college, we were at one of our friends' weddings with dance team. Our one friend got super duper 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 super drunk. She was falling all over the dance floor. She got cut off at the wedding. It was a open bar. She got cut off by the bartenders. She got on stage of the band. She got on stage with the band, and the band had to kick her off stage. So she just got really drunk. And so me and my other friend, we were not as drunk, and we were trying to take care of her, and she was just, like, being a mess. So then we get on a charter bus to downtown to go party some more with the wedding party, and she is yelling at us on the bus. We are just, like, not responding. We kind of just, like, ignore her, and then I lean over to her, and I tell her, hey, I need you to calm down. Like, you are being unlocked. And she calms down. She literally calms down. She's like, oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Okay. And she, like, takes a nap on the bus. It was perfect. We get to the club, the three of us and people from the wedding party, and we're all having fun. We're dancing. But she, again, is just, like, falling over this place super drunk. So my other friend, notices that everyone around us from the wedding party kind of just, like, walk away. Like, they're just kind of uncomfortable with how drunk she is. And so my friend, she looks to our drunk friend and she says, hey, like, you're making everyone uncomfortable. Like, people are starting to get embarrassed. When she says this, now I did not hear her say this, but when she says this, our friend basically flips shit. She flips out. She runs away to the bar. We go find her. I'm still so confused what's happening at this point. Then our friend is like, hey, like, let's talk about this. But you're obviously upset about what was said. And she tries to, like, run away. She's like, fuck you guys. How dare you say that? I'm embarrassing for you. Like, how dare you? I would never say that to you guys. I would never say that to you guys. And we're like, I'm so confused. I'm like, no one ever said that we were embarrassed by you. And our friend's like, we're not embarrassed by you. You're just making people feel awkward and weird. She's a super drunk. She gets so mad. She yells at us. She's yelling at us in the club. The bouncers come over and are like, you guys need to leave. You can't be doing this in the club. And so then she leaves. She goes downtown by herself. Me and the other friend, we get an Uber to her place to basically be there when she gets home. She gets back to her place. We're there. We're like, hey, let's talk about this. Like, we weren't saying that we were embarrassed by you. We're letting you know that other people are uncomfortable by how drunk you are. And she will not hear it. She's just, like, throwing a fit, cursing at us, saying, fuck you guys. Fuck you. Fuck this. Get the fuck out of my house. She is just yelling at us, belligerent. And we're trying to keep our composure. But eventually, I get pissed off because you're only going to yell at me for so long before I yell at you back. So then it's just like all out war, basically, I don't know, between us two and her. cut to the end of the night. We resolve it. At least I think we resolve it. And we are basically friends again. 2 days later, she texts us. She's like, I need space from you guys. I can't believe that you said that you were embarrassed by me. I need space from you. Are we, and my question is, are we and my friends in the wrong for what was said? I did not say what was said. I guess I co-signed what was said, and maybe I shouldn't because I didn't really hear what she said, but I don't know. When you are that drunk and that belligerent and that messed up, and then you proceed to yell at us, tell us to fuck off, and we're supposed to be your two best friends, and I don't think that we deserve that, and I don't know if us saying that other people are uncomfortable, other people are embarrassed, that's what we're seeing really upset up about, is embarrassed, if that has equal weight to the way that she treats us that night and just how belligerent and crummy she was. And I don't know, I feel like I'm being punished for being a good friend and telling it how it is, and I just need you guys' help to navigate the situation. Like, what would you do in this situation? How would you handle this? One word compared to an entire night of just mayhem. Okay, I'm sorry about this. Thank you. Let me know. Love you guys.
I think it's hard to use logic when dealing with a belligerently drunk person. Like, no, what you're saying wasn't too harsh, but also she was gone. Like, she wasn't in a place to accept critique. She was gone at the wedding. Like, really, the next move should have been to put her in a car to go home instead of bringing her to a second location where she could get even more drunk. Not to like be like, this is what should have happened, but like, how could you expect anything else different to happen when she already showed you how drunk she was at the wedding, and now you're at a club and she's still drunk / getting more drunk. So it sucks that she got that drunk. Who knows? You know, the caller didn't describe if this is a habit, like the person gets that drunk all the time, or if this is a new thing or a one type of occasion kind of thing. But either way, like, if you're arguing with a drunk person, like, you should know it's not going to go well. It's not gonna like be like, they're gonna be like, you know what, I understand. Like, it's not, they're gonna still be drunk and rowdy. So the best thing to do is kind of just like walk away and let them sleep it off. And hopefully you have a coherent conversation the next day. But yeah, you can't really expect a logical outcome when a person is being in an illogical state when they are not of clear mind.
I feel like them sober, you could be like, sometimes drunk people are embarrassing or whatever. You were being just like a little unruly, but like, that's just one night, and I'm not sure why you're so upset that we said that, because that's what happens when people get a little too drunk. I also agree with you, Sashir, that like, if you could time travel, it's like, just send her home, just say, hey friend, you gotta get home, you gotta get to bed. And I do think it's really sweet that you went to her house to make sure she got home okay.
Yeah, that is nice.
I don't know. I wonder if this is, if drunk friend has more things going on.
Yeah,
you know,
something
maybe
something got triggered when you said that she's being embarrassing. Yeah, she really latched on to, I guess you didn't say she's being embarrassing. You're saying people are uncomfortable, but she latched on to the embarrassing aspect of that, and to the point where she remembered it after the fact. So like, it does seem like there's something in there that doesn't have anything to do with you two.
Yeah.
But also, she probably wants to take space because she's embarrassed, too.
Yeah, that also might be a thing. Sometimes, you know, I've gotten drunk and I've said things and I'm like, you know what? Maybe I won't talk to that person for a little bit. It was a little weird. I got a little weird. So, yeah, maybe taking some space is a good thing. And then hit her up a couple weeks from now or a week from now and be like, hey, how are you feeling? Are you still feeling upset? Or actually, I don't know. Maybe you just like hit her up and you're like, let's hang out. Mm-hmm. And then let her bring up if she's still feeling some type of way.
Yeah. But I wouldn't look at her saying, I want to take some space as punishment to you guys. Because she might just actually need some space to work out whatever's happening.
Yeah.
And maybe you could just be like, okay, like, we're here if you need us. Best. be well.
Best of luck. Be well. Yeah, I agree. I think that's pretty solid.
But yeah, don't fight with drunk people. It's best to walk away. It's never going to go the way you want.
Just walk away and say, I'll talk to you tomorrow when you're not drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Solved.
Solved. I want to know what the bride and groom or the people who got married think about this person getting on their stage at the reception. My goodness.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. That's very wild. I'd be like, you must leave. You're banished from the wedding.
Yeah, I can't believe those people weren't just like, go home.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Let's do another one.
Yeah.
Okay, hi, Kimmy, Jordan, and Nicole, and Sashir. I'm an interior decorator, and during the most recent podcast, was super excited to hear about Nicole's guest room renovation. There's no renovation. I just painted. I have a tip regarding the lime wash. I didn't do lime wash. A lot of applications you see online have Venetian plaster texture with the lime wash applied over it. This allows for more of a brush texture to show and creates a more impactful finished product. From my experience, this looks way better. All the best. Thank you. I painted. I did bad. Maybe someone will fix it. I don't know.
Or maybe you could do a lime wash over it.
Oh, maybe I could. Maybe there is still hope for me. Did I tell you I painted the door and I ran out of paint and just left it?
No, you didn't.
Oh, I'm thriving, honey.
You're painting everything.
Listen, I want my walls colored.
Great.
I found it weird.
We don't call them colored anymore. We call them walls of color.
I really want some walls of color in my home. I'm trying to diversify my space. And, you know, I have an inclusion incentive to diversify my space.
So
that's
good.
What I've been getting into. Yeah, man.
If you have any questions or queries or suggestions or concerns, email us at NicoleAndSashir@gmail.com. Or you can leave a voicemail, a voice memo, or a text at 424-645-7003.
Podswag.com/bestfriends has merch.
We also have transcripts for our new episodes. You can get them at our show page at earwolf.com.
The easiest way to support this show? Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.
Oh, look at you.
Gotta keep it interesting.
You gotta. Well, goodbye, Nicole.
Well, goodbye, Sashir.
Ta-ta.
Ta-hoo-hoo. No one in the history of goodbyes has never said ta-hoo-hoo. But I think I'm gonna start ta-hoo-hoo.
Like,
is she okay? No, she's not.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.